All right, item three, short-term tenancy for the fee-paying public car park, government land at Full Mat Road, Sang Pun, Hong Kong. Lands Department is with us, Edmund Chan and Gary Yu. TD is with us as well, I think. Central Western District is with us. Suzanne is staying, thank you. And EMSD is with us as well, Joe Hui. As you know, we have a fairly strong view on car parks and particularly temporary public car parks. This particular site, the tenant has given notice and intends to terminate his tenancy on the 21st of February 2018. And the Lands Department and others are here to try and persuade us to extend the short-term use of the car park. So Edmund, please, would you lead? Thank you. Is it Edmund or, sorry, Chris? Suzanne?
Thank you, Chairman. This is Gary Yu from Lands Department.
Gary, sorry.
My apology because Mr. Edmund Chan is unable to attend the meeting this morning because of some urgent office assignment.
Okay, no problem.
I just want, Chairman, add just a few introductory remarks. Is that I know that whenever we come back to the Harbour Marine Commission talking about public car park, then probably members will be a little bit more very concerned. Here's again then with the very unfortunate notice of the operator that they would like to terminate the tenancy on the 21st of February. I just want to highlight that the TD Transport Department will explain to members the details and then exactly what are the steps that they have been taking in terms of identifying alternative car parking space so that we really have a common view of releasing this site back to public enjoyment. But then I need to emphasize that in the meantime, at least for the coming 1 year, for the Central and Western, and you know that we have a lot of traditional industry in our district. We're talking about really the Chinese medicine, with small palm and dash shops, a lot of these kind of shops, they need the trucks, they need the transportation. So if we could not continue with the car parking service for this 30-something car parking space, I will have an immediate problem of having this trace with no car parking at night, and we have over 80%, about 80% of utilization rate at night. So this is really an imminent issue for the trace that is operating in Central Western. This is not just a traditional residential district, but it did have some traditional industry that we need to serve, and these are the industry that really need to use the trucks. So we have been working with Transport Department, already taking a lot of steps. It's not just talking about the Eastern Street North where we cut down the number of car parking space and setback, but we also a little bit giving pressure on TD to have identified where is alternative parking space in the district already. So we did our job, but then we really are facing a very unfortunate problem. So we urge the members to understand the needs of the trade, and we'll continue working on that front with a view to releasing the site back to the public as soon as possible. So I'll hand it over to Maggie to explain the details.
Thank you.
Gary then.
Why has the tenant given notice?
Sorry?
Why has the tenant given notice? Why is he going?
The tenant has served notice to government to terminate the tenancy, and will hand over the return the site to us by end of February.
Yeah, do we know why?
We have tried to ask the tenant the reason, but they didn't give us a very very solid reason. They just serve us notice according to the provision of the tenancy to terminate it, and we return it by end of next month.
Okay, thank you.
But as since there is still a high demand for parking space, especially for commercial vehicles in the Central and Western District, and currently there is no suitable replacement site for providing additional commercial parking space, so we still propose to retender the site for the same car park use for a new tenancy. And my colleague from Transport Department will later on provide more information about the demand for the commercial parking space. But firstly, I will just give Chairman and members a very brief background of the site. The site is just located at Fong Mat Road in Sang Pun. It has a site area of 1,610 square meters. And we now propose to tender the site for the same user as the existing tenancy. That is for parking of goods vehicles, LPG cylinder wagons, buses, light buses, except those exclude those van type goods vehicle or light buses that is not exceeding 6 meters in length. And also, container vehicle are not permitted. And the tenant will have to set aside 15 parking space for the priority use by the LPG cylinder wagons. Only when these space are vacant, then the other types of goods vehicles can make use of the site for the parking. And the proposed tenancy term is one year, and thereafter half yearly. That means government or the tenant can serve 6 months' notice to the other side to terminate the tenancy any time after the first year. May I ask Maggie to provide more information about the parking demand?
Yes, Chairman and members, it is answered that there is really general parking need for commercial vehicles, including the goods vehicles, bus, night bus, and LPG cylinder region. And in this central and western district, there is a general parking need. For this site, former road sites, currently the operator offer 31 parking space in this site, and the utilization rate is actually very high during the night time, about 85%. Also, in central western district, actually, there is concern from the chair association over the parking space for the LPG cylinder regions. They concern that if there is not enough or not sufficient parking space for the LPG cylinder regions, it will really affect the trade and also the public safety, because the LPG cylinder regions, if it part outside the normal road, there in public eyes there is public safety. Due to the recent terminations of the contract by the operator, we really need to retender this site as a temporary car park to serve the parking need for the commercial vehicles. We have already consulted district council members, and they in general support our retender proposal. Chairmen and members, for TD, we have been starting the engines to explore many location for the parking need for the commercial vehicles. We have been exploring additional on-street location for nighttime parking space for the commercial vehicles. Some new location we have already identified. For example, the Inner Sinclair Road and also the Connaught Road West, and also at the other location in the central and western district. And we will soon conduct the local consultation, and hopefully we can get the support and shift the road space on street location to the nighttime parking to suit the need for the commercial vehicles. And also, we will take the opportunity to include the parking space for commercial vehicles in suitable future development in the central and western district, such as those development in the western Kensington part. And also, for TD, we understand there is really the need of the parking need for the commercial vehicles. So we are starting to explore new measures to adjust the parking need for the commercial vehicles. For example, we are now studying with other departments to open up the parking space and loading and loading bay in suitable development for public use of the commercial vehicles during the night time. And we will continue to explore new measures and hope that this can help to relieve the parking demand for the commercial vehicles. Chairmen and members, maybe Susan said that this scheme has actually come up for the task force meeting last year to present a proposal about a separate arrangement in the Eastern Street North car park. That is for the slide is the blue street one. Really, thank you very much for the task force support and to our earlier proposal to set back this this Eastern Street North car park inland, so that we can provide a promenade behind the STD car park to connect the Sun Yat-sen Memorial Park and also the Tamrui Fengmen Road sites. We anticipate that such promenade behind the STD car park will be opened in earlier this year, or maybe we can maybe at the end of the of this year. And the government department is working hard for this. We hope that to release the promenade as soon as possible. This is one of the successful cases, and this could show that our government effort is to balance the parking need and also to respond the public demand to open up the harbourfront area for public enjoyment. STD, we will continue to monitor the parking situation and also to explore measures to adjust the parking demand or the parking need for the commercial vehicles. And just like the case of the Eastern Street North Car Park, should there is any opportunity, we, the government department, will make whatever effort to release more harbourfront area for public enjoyment while meeting the parking need. And because due to the recent termination of the contract by the operator, we really need to return it to serve the parking demand for the commercial vehicles. And we hope that the task force can support our return the proposal. And that is our presentation. And we hope that to listen the comments from the members and chairman and members.
Thank you, Maggie. We appreciate your efforts to release these areas for public enjoyment. I mean, it's very important to us, obviously, as the Harbourfront Commission. This site actually isn't on the waterfront itself, but obviously it falls within our remit. We've had quite a long discussion on other items, just to save, perhaps to save time. 1 year certain and no more, because they're asking for 1 year and thereafter a six-month rollover. I'm keen to keep up the pressure, So if we say 1 year certain, that then means it at minimum they have to come back, but it also sends a message, I think, to TD that this is not something we're going to tolerate indefinitely. But, Paul, hand up.
I support your proposal so we can move ahead on this. But I think that TD owes us more than a few bullet points on how they're going to solve the problem that we have about parking good vehicles. So we need a real program rather than just three bullet points. We've got to see what the action is you're going to undertake. I think that's important. But from the Lands Department, could we specify in the terms the detail, the design for the perimeter? I noticed just looking at the environment with all the billboards and so on, it's if this is going to be part of our waterfront, it doesn't look particularly pretty. So making good of the site and to have the perimeter done to a certain quality, if we can set some standards and put them in the STT before it goes out for tender, Chairman, I hope we can do that.
Okay, thank you. Any other comments? I think actually it's time TD came back to us at the commission level, I think, and we had an update on parking initiatives generally. We can, Rosalind, can we do that at a future commission meeting, get TD to come and brief us on how they're getting on with meeting the parking challenge? Well, yeah, they may say when they're ready, but I think we'd like an update when we're ready. Thank you. Thank you. All right, so we're supportive, 1 year certain, but it is 1 year certain. And at minimum, you have to come back and see us in 9 months' time, but we hope you found a solution by then and don't need to come back and see us. All right? Is that all right? You may want to comment. Willing?
Chairman, in any case, you remember I did undertake for the Eastern Street North Car Park, we have to come back anyway. Because that's the extension is only like 1 year later, end of 2018. So I think TD and if I can assist TD, then we will have to come back anyway. So it's appropriate, and we'll come back with TD with more comprehensive information for the members.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you.
Can, before then, Suzanne leaves, Chairman, can we ask her to confirm what is the when can we walk from Sun Yat-sen to Sekok Choi to the waterfront? Can maybe, but Suzanne is busy, so I'm not sure that we can get the answer. By the chairman, I was asking whether you can let us know what time, when can we actually walk all the way from Sai Ying Pung along the waterfront all the way to the Sai Wan Pier? When is that all open, all these three sites?
Please, yep.
Basically, the different parts of it are for the $100 million that project, that is the signature project scheme, the Western Wholesale Food Market, that will be open in 2 months' time. So that's about like March or around that time. We have actually completed the works and the NCSD is actually checking the facilities and making sure it's okay. So that for the format role is also, I think it's Q2. The Eastern Street North is towards end of this year or early, I think like January 2019, the latest. Sun Yat-sen is open anyway. So it's really all within this year and January, February 2019, the latest.
Very good.
Sure, of course. Yeah.
Very good. All right, thank you very much. Thank you. Sorry, did you want to make a comment?
Yes, apologies. Sorry, Chairman.
Yes.
Thank you very much for allowing us to tend out the site for 1 year. But in our practice, in our tenancy term, when we put a site onto a public tender, of course, it is our practice. We will specify a fixed term, and then we will allow some continues for either party to terminate the site with a certain month of notice. Can we suggest we still tender the site for 1 year certain and thereafter for say 3 months or 6 months, but we will come back to the HC to do another consultation in say in half year. We will seek the HC's comment whether we can continue the tenancy, or if the Harbour Commission has some other view, we can still serve notice to terminate the site at the expiration of the first year, but we will have
I hear you, but our practice is 1 year certain. I mean, you have your practice, we have our practice, and we're keen to send messages as well, that, you know, this is not something we're going to tolerate indefinitely. We want to see these areas returned to public enjoyment. So in other cases, we have said 1 year certain, so I think, and that's been accepted, so we'd like you to accept 1 year certain here as well.
Okay, thank you, Chairman.
Thank you.